Hello everyone, nice to see you. Hello to anybody on our podcast. There might be two people, you never know. I say hello every time. I have no idea if anybody ever listens on it, but hello to anybody on the podcast. About 100. Hello to the hundreds of people listening on the podcast. Woohoo! Yes, big hello from everybody here. We wish you were here. So I've got a really awesome privilege to talk about the Holy Spirit. I don't know him very well, but what I do know of him, I really like. He's the kindest, wisest, most helpful, most full of joy, fun-loving person that I have ever met. So we're going to be talking about him, which is really exciting. So Holy Spirit, we really honour you this morning, and we don't just want to talk about you, we want to engage our hearts and talk to you this morning as well. So we really welcome you. So if I was summing up what my talk is, it's the Holy Spirit is a person. He's a person to get to know. He's real. And this is what we're going for. I always like to have a kind of goal of what I'm going for. And, is it showing on? Oh, it's not showing on there, but showing on there. This is my aim. This is what I'm going for as a person, and this is what I want us to go for. To know the Holy Spirit and for him to become more real to us than, you know, the person sitting next to you. And just to sort of start off with, I think we sometimes confuse being a person with having a body. And so we find talking about the Holy Spirit as a person a little bit strange, because we're used to having, I've just seen, is that Dominique's mum and dad? Is this Dominique's mum and dad all the way from Australia? It's nice to meet you. Woohoo! Very nice. I'm Dominique's cell leader, so I'm very excited to see you. So we confuse having a body with meaning you're a person. But some people here, and I don't think anybody will put their name up, have had those little camera situations that have gone down into their stomachs or up other areas that we won't mention. And, you know, if a camera was put down into me, would you find me? You wouldn't, would you? You might find my bits and bobs in there. That's a technical term. But you wouldn't find me. I'm a person, but I, you know, you cut me open, you won't find me, will you? It's different, yeah? And I remember Jamie and I, Jamie was really close to his grandparents, but I was really close to them too. And I remember Jamie's grandma saying when his grandpa died, and he just sat in the chair, and it was amazing. He'd been out, been down the town, walked up the hill, sat down in his chair in the sitting room, said, "I feel a bit breathless," just breathed out and died. And it was just a really special way that the Lord looked after him and got him home. But she said, "I looked at that body that I've worshipped all these years, and it wasn't Sid anymore." And I think we know that, don't we? We know that. We know the truth that a body isn't what makes you a person in those kind of somber, crucial moments. So I don't want you to get confused. Just because the Holy Spirit is a spirit, he's a person, and he wants you to get to know him. And he's very, very, very important. He's the third person of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He is God. And he's really important, and we need him. Bit unsure about your Holy Spirit, but you never know. What's my next one? Oh, yeah. So, I am learning off by heart Ephesians at the moment. I've done two chapters really badly. I have to keep going over it again and again and again, but I'm learning, I'm determined to learn the whole of Ephesians off by heart, and it's doing me the world of good. So I'm going to talk about how important the Holy Spirit is just from Ephesians, okay? And what I'm declaring is going to happen, that as I'm telling you about this, a fire is coming and a passion is coming and a longing is coming to know more of him. Amen? That'd be good. So this is right at the very beginning of Ephesians. Ephesians 1 verse 3. In ye old amplified version, because I like this one. May blessing be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual, given by the Holy Spirit, blessing in the heavenly realm. And some people might vaguely remember a long time ago, I talked about being able to raid God's fridge so that I want to get to the place where I am so comfortable with God and I trust him so much that it's like, you know, if you're in somebody's house, if it's your own house, my girls don't say, Mum, can I get something out of the fridge? They just go to the fridge and they grab it. But if somebody comes to stay, they don't feel that sort of liberty, do they, to do that? Even if you say to them, I've got all this stuff, it's all here, help yourself. People don't feel like helping themselves. And I want to get to the place where I know God so well, I help myself from his fridge. And that's my scripture that is where I got that idea from, that I am surrounded by everything I need. The Holy Spirit wants to give me everything I need. So I want to get to a place where I know him so well that I feel comfortable. Holy Spirit, I'm just going to raid your fridge. I need some peace. Holy Spirit, I just need you to come and bring a healing. Whatever it is, I want to become really good at trusting him. But can you see how generous Holy Spirit is? And can you see how much you might need him? Because everything you've got going on in your life, he's got an answer for it and he's got a help for you. Okay, so he's really important. So next one, he makes us secure. So, and when you believed in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago. The Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us the inheritance he promised and that he has purchased us to be his own people. So the Holy Spirit, according to the NIV version, this is the New Living Translation, seals us. Yeah, he makes us absolutely settled within ourselves that we belong to God and no one can snatch us away. That's the Holy Spirit does that. He's really important. I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you the spirit of wisdom and insight so that you might grow in your knowledge of God. Can you imagine how important the Holy Spirit is? He is the one who helps you know God. I can't think of anything more important, really. So he helps us to know what God's like, to know what's important to him, to know how to talk to him, you know, and anything that anybody says about God, I don't want to just know it secondhand from what somebody said. I want to know for myself. And knowing is a really powerful word in scripture. It is not about head knowledge. It's about an experiential knowing, knowing who he's like. So if somebody says to you something about God that's not kind or, you can say, actually, do you know what? I know him. Like you would a person. If somebody was saying, oh, that person drives me mad. They've done X, Y, and Z. You'd say, hang on a minute. I know that person really well. They wouldn't do that. You get to know God so well that you can say, hang on a minute. Let me tell you, he's not like that. And people can tell that you know and that what you're saying is true. So he's really important. Helps us to know God. Now, all of us can come to the Father through the same Holy Spirit because of what Christ has done for us. So the Holy Spirit is the one that helps us come to Father God. He helps you every time you pray. He wants you to have an experiential knowledge of God. He's the one who helps us have what the NIV, I think, says is access, yeah, to him. So he is the one who leads us to the Father. So he's really important. Amen? Yeah, it's really important. Okay, so here we go. A little bit more amplified version, I think. May he grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory, to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit himself indwelling your innermost being and personality. Woo! If I said hands up, how many people are having to endure at the moment? There'd be quite a lot of hands. There's stuff we go through that we have to just keep on keeping on. And it's really, really tough. Or some of us have got some stuff in the horizon that we can see coming towards us that we've got to deal with. And we don't know if we've got what it takes. And the Holy Spirit is the one who's got what it takes. I mean, I can't think of how many times I need to know that he is going to strengthen me on the inside to deal with what I'm having to deal with. And you are never on your own. He's so important, yeah? Really wants to strengthen us. So massively, massively important. Mm-hmm. I think I might have missed one. Let me just go back a bit. Oh yeah, I wanted to say something else about that. Good, noticed it. Can you see here it says himself indwelling your innermost being and personality. So when you become a Christian, the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside you. Now, that's a really important thing I want to talk about. Is I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about the fact that we're doing this, you know, series on the Holy Spirit, and I was thinking, oh, you know, we want you to be a really honoured guest, you know, really want you to feel welcome. And then as I was saying that, I thought, you know what, that's so wrong. I don't want you to feel like a guest in my house. I want you to feel at home in my house. I want you to live in me and be at home. Actually, Holy Spirit, I want you to raid my fridge. You know, what are you doing today, Holy Spirit? Can I tag along with what you're doing today? Is there anything I can do for you today, Holy Spirit? Yeah? I want him to feel at home. And I was thinking, you know, if somebody comes to stay at your house, or, you know, if you've ever been on a course or, you've been somewhere and you've been for a couple of days, I'm quite an antisocial person, really, to be honest. But if I go on a course, if I'm just seeing somebody for a couple of days, I'll be nice. You can believe me that, can't you? I'll be nice. But I don't really invest myself. I don't really share who I am because I know I'm going. I'm never going to see those people again. So, there's no point me really putting into it. You know, I'll do what I've got to do and then I'm off. But so we don't really want a series, do we? We don't want the Holy Spirit to think, well, how long am I welcome for? Yeah. We want him to feel, I'm going to invest in this place. I'm going to invest in these people's hearts because I'm living with them and I'm not going away. Yeah? So I love that, but I really want to be a place where he feels at home in me. Mm. So this is one of my favorite ones because I really, really, really want to know that I'm loved. And it says here, may you have power to give together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And God really, really wants us to know that we're loved. And the Holy Spirit is the one who helps us to do that. So I don't go around arguing with God whether I feel loved or not. I don't go around saying, oh, come on, prove to me you love me, prove it. I say, okay, you say I'm loved. Holy Spirit, can you help me access that truth? Can you help me to know it? And he wants to do that for us. So he's incredibly important. And then this one, that you may really come to know practically through experience for yourselves the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience. That you may be filled through all your being unto all the fullness of God, may have the richest measure of the divine presence and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. Boom. Wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't that be amazing? That is what is on offer with the Holy Spirit. So I hope you can see he's really, 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 really important, yeah, that we get to know him. So I was thinking about my own history with the Holy Spirit. So I'm kind of doing my little, if I was at school, we call this a continuum, and I get my little students to pass themselves along here where they are. So when I was not a Christian, never heard of the Holy Spirit, heard of God, but never heard about the Holy Spirit at all, didn't know him at all, didn't really know that we were spiritual, that there was a spiritual reality, nada, nothing, okay? And then became a Christian, never heard of him still. Nobody ever told me anything about him, knew about Jesus, never heard of the Holy Spirit, nothing, didn't hear about him. And then, still fairly new, came to this church, was a bit weird. And basically my view was, he's a bit scary, a bit unpredictable, he's a bit weird, definitely to be avoided. Heard various people talk about his emotionalism, you know, you better be careful of those sorts of churches. Probably... basically, Holy Spirit's been kind of mixed up with all our nonsense, all the stupid stuff that we say and do that puts people off, and it's people, it's not him. But, you know, did quite a good job of putting me off. So that was quite cool for a bit. And then I got to a bit where I thought, well, he's very weird, but everybody else seems to think he's important, so maybe he is. But in my view, he was a thing. It was a thing. It was something that was done to you. It was an experience. Come and fill me up. I didn't know that he was a person. And he was weird, and it was a thing. But obviously, it's important. And then I found out... I just got this longing in me to know him as a person. But then... I had all my earthly mindsets. So the kingdom of God is so totally different to the world. And the value system of the kingdom of God is completely different to the world. But I was bringing all my kind of earthly mentality into my relationship with God and getting really frustrated. So in my earthly mentality... quite rightly, to be honest, because I'm rubbish at PE. I'll be the last one chosen for PE. I mean, I can't throw a ball, catch a ball, got no interest in it either. But, you know, so I'll be last to be chosen. But my mentality was, there are the elite, there are the favourites, there are the people who are spiritual, there are the people who get picked. You know, I have those earthly mindsets, and that's what I believe, and I'm bringing it to my relationship with the Holy Spirit and getting really frustrated, because actually in the kingdom, there's only one kind of people. It's sons and daughters, and I'm surrounded by every spiritual blessing. I'm seated in the heavenly realms. You know, I'm in Christ. I'm with Christ. There's nothing that can separate me from the love of God. But because of my mindsets, everything was separating me, because you get what you believe. So I had to deal with a load of frustrations. And then I'm gradually getting to know him as my friend. So I wonder where you are on my continuum. Are you in this place where never heard of him? Am I in the, he's a thing, it's a weird thing, don't feel very comfortable. Well, it's kind of sort of necessary, but it's a thing. Or do you know he's a person? And have you been getting to know him and having his help, his amazing help in your life? So just want you to think about where you are, because the Holy Spirit wants to help all of us to get over here. He's longing to have a relationship with us. He's not just an experience. He's a person, and he wants to know you. Yeah. And I think this is the big revelation for me. If you look at those very simple words, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And fellowship, I mean, I can't really sound young, because I'm not really young, but, you know, do you want to hang out? Doesn't sound right, does it, coming from me? Not at all. But, you know, fellowship is hanging out with, spending time with, you know, having fun with, just chatting to, sharing your, what your day's been like. And that's how important it is to the Holy Spirit. He's a person and he loves to just spend time with you. No agenda, just spending time with you. And that's been a really key revelation for me, because I think most of us have a work, what I call a work relationship with God. So I was thinking the other day, the reason I know I have quite a work relationship with God is because when I go on holiday, I can often go on holiday from God, you know, because hallelujah, I've got nothing to do, yay. So I don't want to talk to you, God, because I talk to you when I've got soul to lead and I've got to do this and I've got to do that and I'm at school and I'm scared, you know. So then I talk to you, but I'm on holiday, I don't need you. I'm just chilling, nothing scary's going to happen, you know. Oops, something wrong there. So, you know, we have a work relationship with him. And we can't help but talk to him all the time about the stuff we need. And he loves to help us with all of those things. But if we think about him being a person, when we know that somebody only knows us for what we can do for them, it's pretty horrible, isn't it? Yeah? I mean, I do think, don't tell anybody this, but church does kind of foster that a little bit. But it's, you know, if you just feel like your people are spending time with you because you can do something for them, that's sad, isn't it? And just imagine the Holy Spirit, how he feels, because he's a person. And it's Holy Spirit, do this, Holy Spirit, do that, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, fill me, Holy Spirit, help me, Holy Spirit, comfort me. And we treat him a little bit like a slave. And the thing is, he's just like Jesus. He is an absolute servant, and he is so kind. But he's a person, and he wants you to know him just for who he is, just to spend time with him, share your day with him. We don't want to be familiarity breeds contempt, because he is God. He is Holy Spirit. So it's really important. And so what I want to say to you is, am I saying to you, get to know him, spend more time in prayer, you know, deepen and strengthen and most of all, lengthen your, you know, private time with God? No, because you get to know people at work outside work hours, don't you? Yeah. So I met my little friend who's my maths teacher, who's left work. And for the first time, we had a cup of coffee last week, and I saw pictures of her children. I've never seen them before, because we just talk about work in the staff room. So, you know, it's outside work hours. So just what I'm talking about is including him and in being mindful of him all through the day, because he's with you. And just like if you had a person living with you in your home, you wouldn't ignore them all day, because they wouldn't want to stay. But you chat to them throughout the day and include them in what you're doing, simply starting to live honoring the Holy Spirit and his presence. So enjoying his company. So that's what I want to talk about a little bit. So I've got a couple of my favorite examples of Holy Spirit talking to me, not in my quiet time, just in my ordinary, everyday day. So one of them is that I go a couple of every fortnight to see my mum, and I always stop at this service station just before I get on the A1 and have a cup of tea. And I do actually have my little chat with God then, because I'm trying to be finding out who I am, what I like, and trying to include Jesus in that. And I like having a cup of tea in a coffee shop, so we go and have a little chat together, because that's me being me. But anyway, I was going to the loo. You don't need that detail. People on the podcast, erase that bit. But anyhow, I go past this bag shop, and it's not really a shop. It's just like a load of bags on a wall. And there was a little girl playing on her whatever thingy, you know, being the bag shop assistant. That's the word. And I went to the loo, came back, and I was walking past, and I said, in my head, not expecting any reply, oh, that must be a really difficult job. She's all on her own. She's got nobody with her. She's got to spend the whole day on her own doing that, and nobody's buying any of these bags. It must be a really long day. And literally, Holy Spirit just went, yeah. So what are you going to do about it, Debs? I wasn't expecting you to answer that question. So I said, shall I get her a hot chocolate? good idea. So when got her hot chocolate, went and said, oh, you must be a really difficult job. She went, yeah. I said, just a day job. She went, oh. I said, well, here's hot chocolate. Have a better day. Went, and me? Yeah. We had a really nice little chat. But it was just, I wasn't expecting him to interrupt and answer my question. And I was sort of like, oh, you're with me, you know, yeah, you know. And my other one, which is a bit naughty really, but anyway, I was watching a romantic film. And so consequently felt a bit dissatisfied. No. Sorry, poor old Jamie has to deal with, eh? Anyway, yes, well, I'm just being real. Oh no, shame on me. Anyway, so went to bed, you know, a bit. Anyway, woke up in the morning, I was lying in bed, and I went, in my head, what can I do to get a bit more of a romantic marriage? Again, now, was not expecting a reply. And if I had been replying on the Holy Spirit's behalf, there would have been things, practical things like, well, spend a bit more time together, or don't know what you're going to do, Debs, you've got what you've got, and, you know, no, joke. And but anyhow, anyway, so I just sort of said in my head, oh, what can I do to get more of a romantic relationship? And the Holy Spirit went, stop being so critical for a start. Oh, I wasn't expecting that. Not that happy with that. But he's really helpful, down to earth, very practical, and he's absolutely right. And probably don't anybody ask Jamie if he's noticed, because it might be no. But I am trying to do that. But he's so helpful. So what I'm talking about is really inviting him into your day. It's not about more religious activity. It's about you being real and being yourself. You're not trying to entertain him. I do an awful lot of trying to sound good and trying to sound spiritual, and actually, if I've prayed for the world and everyone in it and read my Bible and had no connection with the Holy Spirit at all, but I can feel extremely pleased with myself. I've done the job. I've been religious today, but I've had no connection with him. But I'm going around feeling, yeah, good on you, Debs. But he actually wants us just to be really ourselves and talk to him as if he's a person. Treat him as if he's really there. Now, that will take some getting used to, because we, you know, are used to who we can see, who's got a body. But he is here. He's with me now. He's with you now. So find ways to make that real to you and to live consciously aware, because being invisible is not the same as being absent. Yeah? So, the other thing I want, got a little bee in my bonnet, is we often say, Lord, please be with me, or please be with this person. The Holy Spirit never leaves. He's always there. What a redundant prayer. So why don't we just start saying, God, thank you for your presence. Thank you that you're with me. Help me access that. Help me realize that. Help me live in the good of that. And start really acknowledging the Holy Spirit's presence. He's probably the most ignored person in the world. And that's got to change. Yeah? So, what I want to do is say, let's declutter, all right? Let's make some space for Holy Spirit. So, key thing, you want to have his company. You're in his presence all the time, but start connecting with him and you'll start to enjoy his company. Get it. He's a real person. But what I want to say is make room for him. And again, I'm not saying longer prayer times at home, because I'm talking about being yourself, your living, ordinary self, all through the day, enjoying his presence. But I think sometimes we ask God to fill us and we're full of stuff. And You can't fill because we're really full. For the podcast, I've got a fantastic demonstration now going on. I've got this jug, it's full of stones. I'm pouring water into it. Everybody's amazed. No water is going in, it's spilling on the carpet. Just pretend. Yeah? But sometimes we're a bit full. So here's some things to think about. Attitudes. We can be full of attitudes. I can get attitudes about virtually anything and everything within about the first 10 minutes of getting up. Yeah, and we get full of attitudes which lead to judgments, which leads to bitterness, which leads to unforgiveness. And all these things fill us up and Holy Spirit can't have any room. So I want to say, let's get rid of those things. I want to say to you, one of the ways to be really good at being filled with the Holy Spirit is to become a professional repenter. That's doing me a lot of good. Saying sorry for stuff and being really quick to say sorry. Don't tell Jamie that. You didn't hear that, love. It's just about the Holy Spirit. I'm not talking about you. No. I've got to get good at saying sorry to Jamie as well. So really get rid of stuff quickly. Really repent of it quickly and really forgive quickly as well. And probably one of the persons most important to forgive is yourself. So I want to say declutter because there's not a lot of room for him to fill a lot of the time. So what I wanted to do was give us a chance to declutter now because we're going to be starting to do a series, but it's forever. All the time, making him feel at home about the Holy Spirit. And so I was thinking, let's get rid of some stuff. Let's get rid of that thing that he's weird, that he's somebody to be frightened of. Let's get rid of all the times we've ignored him. We've not been conscious of him. Let's get rid of any attitudes about people that we've been holding on to. Let's get rid of any weariness from carrying stuff that actually Holy Spirit really wants to help us and carry for us. So we've got some room for him to fill. How does that sound? That sound okay? So, because this is where we're going for, to live consciously honoring him. Bill Johnson does this thing where he puts a little white hanky on his shoulder and he says, if it's, you know, you think about the Holy Spirit, one of the pictures of him is that he's like a dove. And not a pigeon, but a dove. And if you had a dove on your shoulder, just imagine every move you made would be really careful, conscious about this dove that's on your shoulder that you don't in any shape or form want to frighten it off. And we want to get to a place where we live consciously all the time that the Holy Spirit is in us, that he's on us, that he's with us, and we want him to feel at home. Yeah? So, shall we give it a little whirl? Go for that? So how about we stand and we'll just declutter, yeah? And you might have some things that you think you really want to declutter, and you know what they are, so you just be doing that, yeah? So, Holy Spirit, would you be so kind as to come and to help us know what's in the way, what's we're full of, that you really want to take from us so that we've got more room for you. So things might just come into your mind, stuff to deal with. And just allow him to bring that up and allow him to take that from you. But Holy Spirit, we really as a church want to say that we're sorry for just wanting you for what you can do. For having a work relationship with you and really for bossing you around a lot. We're really, really sorry for that. We didn't really know that you're a person, that you have feelings. And we didn't actually know that you want to spend time with us, that you enjoy our company, that you're the sort of person who likes to hang out. We thought you were sort of spiritual, and that meant religious, and that meant uncomfortable, and it's got to be difficult or stressful or noble. And we just want to get rid of those mindsets. Holy Spirit, would you come and set us free from that? Would you really set us free from that so that we can be real and not have a religious relationship with you, but a genuine relationship with you? We just want to say sorry for every time we've ignored you, every time, every day that we didn't know that you were with us and we just didn't acknowledge your presence. And we want to become brilliant, absolutely brilliant at being aware of you and of talking to you all through the day, like a little child will run to mummy all through the day. We want to be aware of you. Are you there, Holy Spirit? Hi, Holy Spirit. What are you doing, Holy Spirit? Can I tag along with you, Holy Spirit? And we want you to be so welcome in this church that you can raid our fridge anytime you like, that you can come and ask us to do something for you, and we'll just drop everything and do it. We want to know you like a friend, Holy Spirit, but honor you because you're God. Help us to get that balance right. Yeah. Holy Spirit. Yeah. And I just want to pray, Lord, that you would release people from heavy yokes this morning where they've just been trying really hard, striving to know you, striving to be good, striving to please you, thinking they're doing rubbish. Lord, will you just break those yokes off people now in the name of Jesus? Because you're just asking us, spend time with me throughout the day, be relaxed. I want to be your friend. I want to have fellowship with you. Your burden was, you know, always light, God. Your yoke is always easy. So I just pray for a shift in our relationship with you in that way, God, please. And Holy Spirit, I want to pray for your help, that that mindset that you're a thing would change to being you're a person to know. And I just pray that a hunger would arise in our hearts to know you, Holy Spirit. And the truth is that you do not exclude a single person from knowing you. You want a relationship with every single person here. So God, those mindsets where we think you have favorites, we think we have to earn it, we think we have to deserve it, we're used to not being the one that's chosen. I just pray that you deliver us from those now, and that we'd really run in with both arms wide open to get to know you, Holy Spirit. And we really want to repent as well and declutter. And anybody who's been afraid of the Holy Spirit, I just want you in your heart right now to say, I'm rejecting that. I don't want that anymore. I don't want that cluttering me anymore. That has got to go, because you are the kindest, most wise, most loving, most joyful person to know. And so we just want to get rid of all those things, any attitudes we've been having about people, church, how things are done. We just want to surrender those now, God. Yeah, any unforgiveness that we've been carrying, we just want to release forgiveness now. We don't want to have any of these clutterings, because we want to make room for you. Yeah, God. So I just want to release an expectation and a faith in each heart that we can know Holy Spirit personally. So I release that in the name of Jesus, and I release a hunger to know him in the name of Jesus, and I release a passion to know him in every heart in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we really want to ask that you become more real to us than any living person. So we just want to honor you and welcome you. Come and fill our hearts.